update on March hiring and unemployment. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, most analysts are projecting a 7.7% national jobless rate for March. That would be unchanged from February. Some possible influences on that number. Jobless claims rose last week, fourth straight weekly increase, and they're at the highest level since late November. And the payroll processing firm ADP says businesses added jobs at a lower rate than expected last month and far below February's growth. Dave?
Rich, after all of North Korea's threats to attack the U.S.,
there are signs that the North has been moving missiles around to perhaps better position them for an attack on South Korea or other U.S. allies in the region. The Pentagon this week has been ramping up missile defenses in that part of the world.
That's Fox's Doug Luzader. This crime scene tape around Jackson, Mississippi's police headquarters.
After homicide detective Eric Smith was gunned down.
The murder suspect that was brought to police headquarters. He was being interviewed on the third floor of the police department.
That's Chief Rebecca Coleman. Smith was interviewing 23-year-old Jeremy Powell, a suspect in a stabbing. Cops unable to say much more at this point, except that they heard shots being fired shortly before 6 p.m. Thursday. Now, both men are dead. Chris Davis, Fox News Radio.
Newly unsealed court documents in the Colorado movie theater massacre show police found paper shooting targets, a Batman mask, and anti-depression drugs in James Holmes' apartment, and that a psychiatrist found him homicidal 5 weeks earlier.
Lynn Fenton stated after Holmes stopped seeing her, he threatened and harassed her through email and text messages. And when she told CU police, they deactivated his campus access card, but did not tell Aurora police.
Tammy V. With Fox affiliate KDVR, Holmes could get the death penalty. It's now 41 dead in a building collapse outside Mumbai, India. Authorities say the building was being constructed illegally. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When I say Charles Schulz, you picture the creator of the Peanuts comic strip. For decades, this gentle cartoonist brightened our lives with his wit and wisdom. When Charles retired, Peanuts appeared across the world in more than 2,600 newspapers. But where Charles ended up is less to my point than how he started. His love of comics and drawing began with a Sunday morning ritual of reading the funnies with his dad, two people sharing a paper and some laughs. This is Howard Budd Jr. of Laity Lodge. To do what you love with the people you love is a sure means to nurture future success. What happens at home rarely stays at home in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
When we get a chance to tell Rush Limbaugh what we think, we say, thanks, big guy. Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local banker.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two arrests for shoplifting at the Bryan Walmart have been cleared. May have cleared cases at two other stores where a total of more than $43,000 in electronics were taken.
Most agencies will work with others and try to get the word out as to what's going on. Also, Walmart is very good about keeping in touch with their other stores and knowing, you know, they send pictures amongst each other and stuff to communicate, to keep a lookout for certain people.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says Bryan police were waiting for two Houston men leaving Walmart early Wednesday morning. 30-year-old Jermaine Lang and 18-year-old Daryl Kinney are accused of returning to the store less than a week after loss prevention officers say they filled a 45-quart cooler with 21 tablet computers and walked out with that merchandise and a fishing pole. The total loss in that incident was $6,000. Lang and Kinney are also suspects in taking $30,000 of cell phones from a Walmart in Spring and more than $8,000 of electronics from the Walmart in Huntsville. They remain in jail in lieu of bonds of $200,000 each. Meanwhile, two juries in Brazos County District Court returned guilty verdicts and sent criminals to prison this week. A Bryan woman, 27-year-old Araceli Tello, was convicted of aggravated robbery. Prosecutors say the armed holdup in May of last year took place 4 months after being released on parole. This jury took 5 minutes to decide on a prison sentence of 35 years. In a separate case, a Houston man was convicted of stealing 12 rings from College Station Pawn 2 years ago. 55-year-old Robert Jones was sentenced to 20 years, in part based on 13 prior felony convictions. Jones will first serve 18 months in Harris County before the clock starts on the Brazos County sentence. And today marks the last day after 46 years as a student and employee at A&M for University Police Chief Elmer Schneider.
He came to A&M in 1967 with the idea of teaching vocational agriculture to high school students. Then he worked as a dispatcher in 1970, joined UPD the following year, rose through the ranks where he became chief 9 years ago. And this afternoon, the university is holding a retirement reception at the Bush Library. You're the guest of a reception. I'm not sure how a willing participant you are.
Yeah, I'd much rather have most of the department standing there and let's recognize the work and the jobs that our officers and the security police and everyone at this department do for this community and for this university.
A&M had 15,000 students when Schneider was in school. Now there's more than 50,000. And from two officers per shift, the department has grown to a total staff of 133. And as technology has helped, Schneider says the most valuable resource continues to be the people. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's been an arrest in the shooting of an Avasota businessman in San Antonio. 24-year-old Casey Rhodes of Elmendorf is out of jail after posting bond after being charged with aggravated assault with a weapon. The victim, Mike Vivaldi of Team Auto, was shot in the chest early Monday morning. He remains in a San Antonio hospital. And the Texas Transportation Commission has approved state money to keep air traffic control towers open at Easterwood and 13 other airports. The $2 million expense to cover a federal budget cut made by sequestration will keep towers open for 90 days. Between now and the time that money runs out, a commission spokesperson says staff will monitor the situation and make a decision about extending funding if necessary. And while there's more money to go around, the Texas legislature can't fulfill all requests. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says A&M, though, is poised to get more money.
From talking with the folks at A&M, the good thing is it is basically a 3% formula increase, and that bodes well for Texas A&M, and the folks at A&M seem to be happy with that.
More money is also headed to public education, and Rainey says state employees are expected to get a 2% pay increase, plus more money is headed to the Parks and Wildlife Department. And in sunny West Texas, just outside the little town of Presidio, solar energy is being captured for the use of Bryan, Texas utilities. General Manager Gary Miller says the 10-megawatt solar facility is about 200 acres in size, and there's no cost to get the energy here.
In ERCOT, a utility can inject or produce power wherever they want to and take it out wherever they want to. It's kind of a socialized transmission network. So it really doesn't matter where you put it in. You can take it out anywhere. So we put the power in at Presidio, take it out in Bryan. Doesn't cost us anything to transmit that power from here to there.
Miller says several partners own the facility and Bryan owns the output, which will cost BTU customers about 0.1 cents extra per kilowatt hour, or about $1 a month. And finally, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has a new president. Greg Gorman says he's excited about helping residents to develop philanthropic programs and about raising awareness of the organization. For his full interview, you can find it at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 45 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Rattler's Convenience Stores always have great specials every month, and April is no exception. This month, stop into Rattler's and cool off with any size tea for only 49 cents. While you're at it, pick up large Pringles chips, two for only $3. And you can wash down those Pringles with 12 packs of any of the family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors. Only $10.99 were available. Rattler's always has great deals every day, so stop in or Rattler's close to you. Rattler's, friendly, clean, Texan.
It's 6:13, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Area of high pressure covers the state this morning. This system will be responsible for the sunshine we see today. Temperatures, they're going to be around 65 degrees. We're going to be clear tonight with lows near 55. Tomorrow looks to be mostly sunny with a high of 70. It's the better of the two weekend days. Turning cloudy tomorrow night, lows will be 60 to 65. Becoming partly sunny on Sunday, so not a bad day. Highs will be near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie football for Friday Night Lights tonight. We'll get you the details on parking and all that other kind of stuff coming up. Auburn is back in the news again, and it's not good. We should start calling them, I think, the Auburn Tigers of the SEC, so they have like three names.
Yeah, why not?
And in the NIT, Baylor is the champion.
Okay.
Which is kind of surprising. We'll get to all that and more coming up with sports, and we'll do it for you at 6:50.
Okay. This morning we have kind of a real difference in our weather forecasting dudes. Okay. So here's Rob again. Okay. Note the numbers.
Area of high pressure covers the state this morning. This system will be responsible for the sunshine we see today. Temperatures, they're going to be around 65 degrees.
Okay. Our forecast says 72. Okay.
That is significantly different.
My internet forecast says we have a high of 75.
Yeah, so, you know, and keep
going. Area of high pressure covers the state this morning. This system will be responsible for the sunshine we see today. Right. Temperatures, they're going to be around 65 degrees. We're going to be clear tonight with lows near 55.
Okay. That part works. Okay.
Well, would you like me to check the TV station?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
But Saturday, he's saying it'll be 70. This says 77. He says that'll be the nicer day of the weekend, but this says Sunday with a high of 79.
Well, maybe 79's not as nice as 77.
Well, maybe so. And 81 will be the high temperature on Monday and 83 on Tuesday. So we're headed back up where we're supposed to be.
Oh, for a couple of days.
Bring
and then
out
something
your
will happen.
Tropically colored shorts, right?
Yep.
Hawaiian shirts.
Northwest winds at 7 now. We're not going to do it right now because it's too big a story, but later on this morning, hagfish slime. Be talking hagfish slime.
You're
we
teasing.
We're talking about blobfish. Those are gross.
You're teasing about, hagfish slime.
Hagfish slime, yep.
It's too important to do now.
No, later.
Gotta
it
save
is.
It until later.
It's that important.
What is there, like a chemical compound that cures cancer or
that
something?
That important. Just
our
telling
preparation
you.
For the show has gone so badly, we're teasing
hagfish
slime.
Police in Lakewood, Colorado said a pair of burglars who stole multiple items from a LensCrafters store used a baby stroller to carry their loot. This sounds like something that happened in Bryant, Texas, allegedly.
Or in a Disney movie.
Well, no, I mean, we have that story about those guys who allegedly, you know, put that stuff in the cooler and walked out of Walmart. So, you know, and again, but allegedly, we don't know.
That's different from a baby stroller, though.
But still, they're using it to carry stuff out. Anyway, they stole these multiple items from a LensCrafters store by using a baby stroller to carry the junk out. The thieves, who were seen on surveillance cameras, you can see things in a LensCrafters store. That's pretty cool, huh? Yeah, never mind. Loading optometry equipment, eyeglasses.
Hagfish slime.
Yeah, eyeglass frames and eyeglass lenses into a baby stroller before fleeing the scene in a black vehicle. Now, I'm just going to say that, and of course, it's not good to steal anything, but I mean, the idea is for people who steal stuff to turn it quickly, right? Something that can be commonly used.
Right.
Okay? I'm just saying that eyeglass frames and eyeglass lenses, I mean, I don't know that would qualify for that because you're going
to
have
could donate it to a charity.
No, that's no. They're there. No, they're
then
there to get
what's
money.
The point of
it's
stealing
like, yes,
it.
Right. So there's, I mean, is there a guy on the street going, psst, hey, man, you want some Dolce & Gabbana lenses?
Well, my guess is it is for the frames, because a lot of people wear the fake frames.
But why are they getting the lenses? See, that's my thought.
Because they were just there by the stuff.
Could be. All right, I'm just going.
You can
pop
them out easily enough. My lens falls out all the time.
But I'm just saying, if you've got, I mean, maybe they've got a third party who's an optician, and he's
could
like,
be.
You know, putting it all together, and if they do that.
It's a crime of convenience.
Yeah,
it was there.
That's probably right. All right, let me see. I'm trying to start the show, but I'm having some problem doing that for some reason or other. Ah, here we go. All right. So anyway, maybe they've got a third party who's an optician.
There we go.
Oh, good.
Hagfish slime.
Yeah. It's the curse of hagfish slime.
That's almost as bad as 42,000 pounds of Munster cheese. Info.
Nation, right now, Scott is scratching his head.
Yeah. Was that a story that happened while I was gone?
No, it was. Something that Kevin said about seven times in a row, and then I started laughing.
Oh, okay.
Because a guy stole 42,000 pounds of it.
Wow. I guess, again, a crime of opportunity.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good morning meeting. We're going to have
a great time today. Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care while remaining in your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours because no one cares like family.
How about 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW? It's Go for Broke Day. Go for Broke Day.
What does that mean exactly?
Go for broke.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Because, in other words, all in. You know, all in the poker world? That's basically what they're doing. They're going for broke. If you don't do it, you're broke.
I see.
It all in. Deep Dish Pizza Day.
Ooh, I could celebrate that.
You know, there are people who like deep dish pizza, and I went to the Uno, and the original one, and it just, I wasn't impressed, you know? I had to wait a long time in a crowded restaurant for this thing that's about 6 inches thick, and
it's bread with stuff on it at that point.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine. I know there are people who like it, but that just I don't happen to be a fan. And it's also National Walk to Work Day, which means if you celebrate that, a lot of people won't go to work today. All right.
I'm sorry, that's why I was late.
Yeah, this is sure. Texas.
Yeah. All right, you got birthdays.
Birthdays. Paula Cole is 45. Troy Gentry from Montgomery Gentry is 46.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of these are just nobody's ever heard
of. I know,
of.
Yeah, I know. It's the
Agnetha Flatsug?
I don't know.
Lead singer for ABBA.
Really?
63.
Okay.
Max Gale, who you'll know. Wojo from Barney Miller.
And nothing else.
No, he hadn't done anything else.
I hope that he invested wisely. You know.
Yeah. Colin Powell is 76.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
Roger Corman, who's a filmmaker who did some pretty bad movies. He's 87. And who could forget Crispian St. Peter? The Pied Piper, remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's 74.
Crispin St. Peter.
Yep.
And, we don't have that many birthdays. Someone whose birthday was yesterday was the Grumpy Cat.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's an online thing.
We've talked about it.
Okay. Dean Kamen, the guy who invented the Segway. Remember, he told us this was going to be
revolutionary.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, they're out there. He's 61. Now, tomorrow, before you start, there are so many things that are important, like National Love Our Children Day. Once again, I thought we celebrated that this week.
We did that already.
Didn't we have to already love our children one day
they're
this week?
They're trying to trick us to do it twice in a row.
Yeah, well, they better not do that. We don't need to be having that. It's a New Beer's Eve. I don't know what that means, but it sounds interesting.
Is it B-E-E-R-S?
B-E-E-R, yeah, I like the drink. Well, it's Pillow Fight Day is tomorrow. Teflon Day is tomorrow.
Hey, awesome.
The guy who invented Teflon, let me see, I think I got his name here. So Roy Plunkett. Roy Plunkett, it was 75 years. Teflon was invented in 1938.
No kidding.
I had no idea.
And used by gangsters all over.
That's right. And tomorrow is also the anniversary of the first Swanson and Sons TV dinner in 1954. The Hostess Twinkie invented in 1930. And Post-it notes ended up in stores for the first time in 1980. All of that is tomorrow.
Good things invented.
From a 3M glue that didn't work.
Yeah, really, to something that makes them a lot of money. Okay, now we got some birthdays.
Saturday's birthdays, Tim Hasselbeck, 35 years old, former backup NFL quarterback.
Uh-huh.
He's more likely to be known as Elizabeth's husband
from
The View.
I think so. Yeah.
Candace Cameron, 37-year-old, Kirk's little sister and DJ in Full House. Mm-hmm. Zach Braff is 38. He was JD on Scrubs. Paul Rudd, 44.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Roker, 58, from The Walking Dead. Mary Lou Henner, 61.
She's she has this syndrome where you give her a date and she can tell you what she did that day.
For every day in her life.
Yes, for every day in her
life.
It's pretty amazing. I saw 60 Minutes on her a couple of years ago. And, yeah, you give her a date and she'll tell you. Chip had her on the show.
Yeah, Clip Howard talked to her once.
Yeah, pretty interesting condition.
John Matson. Oh,
tough,
sorry.
Just going to say, tough to fight with her, you know? Getting into an argument with her. Well, you said, no, I didn't. This is what I said.
I did not say it, and you weren't there.
Yeah, really. Huh. Yeah,
John Ratzenberger.
Yeah.
From Cheers and Toy Story, 66. Yeah. Billy Dee Williams, Lando Calrissian.
Star Wars, yeah.
76 years old. Mm-hmm. Also did the Colt Malt Liquor commercials.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? You're right. You're right. He did.
And the Hag, 76 years old on Saturday. Merle Haggard.
Wow. Wow.
That's all I got for Saturday.
We got
nothing to do with the Hagfish, right?
Zomfear.
The pan flute dude,
right, yeah.
Awesome.
He's 72.
I wish I'd have known that. I'd have got some.
No, it's all right. Wonder if he's still touring.
I have one at home.
Okay, well.
There's a shocker.
You can bring it to work next week.
I will. I'll bring you my pan pipes.
That's fine. Okay, and Neil Bortz. Neil Bortz's birthday tomorrow. He'll be 68 years old.
Oh, cool. Congratulations to the Bortmeister.
There you go. Okay. On Sunday.
Sunday, Tiki and Rondé Barber, 38 years old. Bill Bellamy, not of the Bellamy brothers, but he was on MTV for a long time.
Right.
Russell Crowe's 49.
Huh.
Buster Douglas, the guy that knocked out Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And everybody went, huh?
Huh? Do what?
And somebody made a lot of money.
Yeah.
On that bet.
I think
53
so.
Years old. Christopher Darden is 57. He was the guy that convicted OJ.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Dorsett from the Dallas Cowboys is 59. Jackie Chan is also 59.
I love Jackie Chan.
John Oates from Holland, 65. Mm-hmm. Francis Ford Coppola, 74. Jerry Brown.
Oh, Gov.
75
Governor
years old.
Moonbeam.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wayne Rogers is 80 from MASH, and he's actually done some other stuff.
Yeah, he's an investment guy now. Yeah.
And he's on Fox News all the
right,
time.
Right, on Saturdays you can see him doing investment stuff in the morning. Right.
And James Garner, who has done movies and TV and all kinds of other stuff.
Just one of the... appears to be likable. Don't know if he is or not, but he appears to be likable.
He is 85 years old today.
Wow, there you go. And that's a ton of them at 624.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
North Korea threatening the United States, and they're saying they're prepared to strike with smaller, lighter, diversified nuclear weapons. Now, the statement needs to be seen through the context of the last few weeks and all the other saber-rattling that they've been involved in. And we have communications intercepts in recent days indicating that the North could be planning to launch a mobile ballistic missile in coming days or weeks because they're now in the process of moving them. Don't worry, Mr. President. Just like with Benghazi, you can go to sleep. Don't bother checking in with Leon Panetta or now Chuck Hagel or Hillary. You rest easy. Don't want to take away from your fundraising schedule and your campaigning and your party schedule and your vacation schedule.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Imagine a mower that makes you want to plant better grass. One that makes you want to mow the lawns of the whole neighborhood. Introducing the John Deere X700 Signature Series. Next thing you know, you'll be dressing up to do yard work. Stop by your dealer or visit johndeere.com/howwerun.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Call 800-606-LEAD. 800-606-LEAD. 800-606-LEAD.
Wow. Okay. That's our Dow Jones report for this morning. That's interesting. All right, let's do some weather. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call to 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We continue to have a warming trend, which is good because it's been a little unseasonably cool, but better now. Look for a high temperature today of 72 with sunshiny skies. Most importantly, north winds down to about 5 miles an hour, and then tonight they'll come out of the south, so it'll actually warm up, so that should be a little bit nicer. And then that bodes pretty well as far as the weekend is concerned. High temperature tomorrow of 77, 61 for our low temperature on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, we're looking at near 80 degrees. Monday, it's 81, and then Tuesday, it's 83. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 7. We have 89% relative humidity, fair skies, and again, 43.
Whatever your business sells, you think it's the best in town.
Well, here's your chance to prove it. Voting begins June 1st for the 13th year of Best of the Brazos. Last year, over 335,000 votes were cast for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To get your business involved and listed on the Best of the Brazos ballot, call me, Sam Jones, with Brian Broadcasting, 695-9595, or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
A lot of consumer spending today is motivated by trying to impress other people, and that can be a big problem. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to.
I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance and menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Never being satisfied, always wanting more, trying to keep up with the Joneses, whatever you call it, it may just be human nature.
I think it's human and even animal nature to want to be the biggest and best on the block type of thing. It's part of the American dream. It's all based on doing better constantly.
Shira Boss, author of the book Green with Envy, Why Keeping Up with the Joneses is Keeping Us in Debt, says what makes the problem with keeping up with the Joneses so much worse today is that with easy credit, anyone can appear to have money.
So it used to be that, yes, you could keep up with the Joneses, but you were still spending real money to get what they had, and they'd spent real money. Now, when you see somebody with money, they might have it, they might not, and it didn't used to be that way.
The other problem is that keeping up with the Joneses isn't about having money, it's about spending money.
Consumption is very visible and conspicuous, but being financially responsible and having savings and investments, nobody can really see that, so it looks like you're not doing as well.
Shira interviewed people at all levels of wealth and found that even billionaires are trying to keep up with the Joneses.
That's what you have to realize. You never arrive. Even when you go right to the top, there's this need to do better and have more, and thank goodness there is. Otherwise, everybody in America would be satisfied, and we wouldn't move forward. So you do need some of that striving for more, but you also need to appreciate what you do have. Just realizing that and being more realistic can really change your mindset and how you're managing things.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, pardon my dust? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
Sterling Auto Group is currently undergoing renovations. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Auto Group will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, and condition, so you can drive home a new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac for less. Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Sierra truck in stock. And get 2 years, 24,000 miles scheduled maintenance. Plus, get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. Plus TTL and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For at least the next 3 months, state funding will pay to man air traffic controller control towers at Easterwood and 13 other Texas airports. The state's Transportation Commission, as part of an emergency meeting yesterday, approved $2 million to keep towers open for 90 days. State officials say they'll monitor what happens at the federal level and make a decision about keeping towers open after August. San Antonio police have made an arrest from a shooting early Monday morning of Navasota businessman Mike Vivaldi. 24-year-old Casey Rhodes was charged with aggravated assault with a weapon. Rhodes, who lives southeast of San Antonio, is out of jail after posting a $50,000 bond. Vivaldi, the general manager of Team Auto, remains hospitalized in San Antonio after he was shot in the chest. And Bryan police were waiting outside the Walmart store for two Houston men early Wednesday morning. Officer Kelly McEthan says loss prevention employees recognized them from the week before when they left with a 45-quart cooler filled with 21 tablet computers. They're also suspects in similar shopliftings at two out-of-town Walmart stores.
From what I understand, this has occurred in Huntsville and Spring as well, and they are possibly connected to those. At our Walmart, it was a little over $6,000, and then the other Walmarts, one was a little over $8,000, and one was over $29,000.
The total loss from the three stores was more than $43,000. 18-year-old Gerald Kinney and 30-year-old Jermaine Lang are in the Brazos County Jail. Each is held on a $200,000 bond. And two criminal trials this week in Brazos County District Court resulted in guilty verdicts and prison time. One jury convicted a Houston man of stealing 12 rings from College Station Pond 2 years ago. Prosecutors brought up 13 prior felonies as the jury sentenced 55-year-old Robert Jones to 20 years. That time won't start until he completes an 18-month stint in the Harris County Jail. In a separate case, another jury took 5 minutes to decide punishment for a Bryan woman convicted of an armed robbery in May of last year. 27-year-old Araceli Tello, who'd been on parole 4 months before the holdup, was sentenced to 35 years. And the A&M campus says goodbye to a familiar face today.
University Police Chief Elmer Schneider joined the department in 1970 while he was a student. Instead of teaching high school vocational agriculture, after graduation he stayed and worked under four chiefs until he was promoted to that position 9 years ago. Schneider repeatedly praised those he worked for and with.
It's people dealing with people, people understanding, and being mindful of, you know, treat others as you yourself would want to be treated, and trying desperately not to ever forget that the most valuable resource any agency or any department can have is those persons, is those people, those individuals, the ones that do the job every day.
And it's his coworkers who are hosting a retirement reception this afternoon at the Bush Library. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan, Texas Utilities General Manager Gary Miller says Bryan now has a 10-megawatt solar energy park to add to its sources of electricity. Miller says there are several reasons why they chose this addition.
Probably the biggest reason is diversity of fuel. We've got a lot of natural gas facilities. We've got coal facility outside of town, and we have wind also now. It's really just a move towards fuel diversity so that we don't get caught with any one commodity price spike-wise. This gives us a little protection on the fuel side.
Miller says it allows Bryan to be ahead of the curve in case future laws call for renewable energy. And the next state budget means a small pay increase for state employees, according to Representative John Rainey at Bryan.
I think that we're going to have a little increase in pay. I don't see that. Maybe it's a 2%, something like that, increase for state employees.
There should also be more funds for the Parks and Wildlife Department. The full House began budget deliberations by taking up 267 amendments. And if you've been wanting to start a scholarship or leave a legacy gift, Greg Gorman, the new president of the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley, wants to help.
I'm looking forward to working with the people of the Brazos Valley, which includes all seven counties, and helping them with their charitable giving to make it permanent and so that we can give forever. We've got the elements in place to make sure that their gifts are managed well now and managed well in the future.
Gorman says they assist with scholarships, estate gifts, endowed gifts, and management of family foundation funds. For more details, there's a link to the foundation's web page on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded,
passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just two of the seven acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
Three-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs seven talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
Two nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
Make a date for free family fun and get up close and personal with many wonders of science and technology at the 2013 Physics and Engineering Festival, Saturday, April the 6th at Texas A&M University. Unleash your inner scientist aboard a square-wheeled bicycle or try your hand at generating electricity and shooting balloons with lasers. Three of the roughly 100 exciting interactive exhibits on display from 10 to 4 at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature three fantastic bubble shows at 11, 1, and 2 by internationally acclaimed bubble artist Tom Noddy, as well as lectures at 1 and 2 with Nobel Prize winner David Lee and Dudley Hirschbaum. The day will conclude at 4 p.m. with a public lecture about the accelerating universe by Harvard University astronomer Robert Kirshner, author of the popular book The Extravagant Universe. For more information on the exciting afternoon, guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
Good morning. It's 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas More Feed, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure builds across the state today, and that's going to result in lots of sunshine. Temperatures today, they should warm up to about 65 degrees. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will drop down to 55. We have sunny weather tomorrow. It's a little bit warmer. Highs are going to be close to 70 degrees. Clouds will be on the increase tomorrow night. Lows will be 60 to 65. And it's going to be partly sunny Sunday. Highs will be 70 to 75 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm hoping for a great atmosphere.
We'll find out tonight. It's Friday Night Lights with Fighting Texas Aggie football. More details on that coming up with your sports. Also, Aggie baseball's hosting the Auburn Tigers, and Auburn is back in the news, all with sports in 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's Auburn baseball here. Auburn football wishes they were anywhere other than Auburn. Just go away, right? Just disappear.
Yeah, it's. I mean, this is a completely different story even from the one we were talking about yesterday.
Stop digging a hole, man.
Yeah, stop digging. So the president's announcement this week that he was giving up 5% of his salary
which happens to be like a large multiplication table more than what I meant.
It's
in a year.
It's ringing hollow even with some well-known liberals. Richard Cohen, who is a columnist for the Washington Post, is not impressed. He writes, quote, "Obama was once poor, although young and poor is not the same as old and poor. So I know he can appreciate what the 5% can mean. The president was apparently responding to the symbolism of him living like a pasha while asking others to sacrifice. I understand. But his taking a wee haircut on his salary is just a PR stunt from the White House that's more insulting than it is empathic."
Are you, because of the limitations they're putting on the press, have you noticed, because they are limited, they're starting to get a little more fiery?
Well, and again.
Is that just me?
Well, I'm not sure.
Or are they just fed up with it?
Well, it's, you know, he becomes like anybody else, a lame duck, and you know, that's what they always say, is you've only got about a year and a half into your second term before everybody just kind of starts turning their back on you.
Can't get any respect.
Well, whatever, or never got any respect in some cases. But I think it's really interesting, because all of this stuff, and you know, we've got another story about Janet Napolitano, you know, yesterday saying, well, it appears that even though sequestration has taken place, we will be able to have enough funding for Border Patrol. So, you know, first it was the towers, and the White House, well, first it was the White House tours.
Right.
Then it was the towers, and then it's Border Patrol.
Then the darn Easter egg roll.
Right. And, I mean, they were trying to scare people.
And they got caught.
And they got caught, and they got caught more than once. They got caught over and over again. And, again, how stupid is it to continue to do things like this PR stunt? I'm going to take a 5% cut in salary. As we said, what, $16,000?
Well, then again, though, to be fair, the president didn't have to take any cut. He could have just remained mum.
Right. Good. Yeah, he wants to be one of us.
I'm with you, though. That would, you know, what is that, Air Force One for 10 feet?
In the time it takes us to say it, the government has wasted that much money.
Oh, I mean,
so for him to talk about, you know, cutting his salary by $16,000.
I mean, maybe he didn't mean it in a bad way. Maybe he legitimately felt like it would make a difference.
But what it means is that they are making these decisions in an echo chamber. I mean, they are all sitting around going, ooh, let's do this. They'll fall for that. Hey, they've been stupid before. They'll be stupid again. I mean, that's the way I look at it, is that's...
Maybe they're not evil. Maybe they're just inept.
I'm not saying evil, though. I'm not saying they're evil.
I mean, like trying to trick us. Maybe they're just dumb. Maybe they're not trying to trick.
Oh, no. He's far too smart a man.
Yeah, far too smart to do that. But why would they think that we are so stupid?
Because he got elected twice.
Yeah, really.
The anyway. Worst economy we've seen in a bajillion years, and we reelect the same president?
Yep.
I'm betting they're sitting there at the White House going,
idiots.
What do you want to do now?
Yep. So Janet Napolitano says a new congressional budget should ease the need to furlough or cut overtime hours for border agents. She made those comments yesterday in Houston. Imagine, a member of the Obama cabinet was actually in Texas. Find it amazing. I know. It'll never happen again. She was in Texas, and I think then she went down to McAllen. So she actually made two stops in Texas. We'll see. Big news, I guess, is that the Texas House passed their budget, $193.8 billion two-year budget. What is interesting, and there was going to be some theatrics, because as we talked to John Rainey yesterday, 267 amendments. Some of them were withdrawn that might have been problems, like women's health, gender and sexuality centers for college campuses, some things that were going to be contentious. Those were pulled early, so they ended up not having so many floor fights. It took 12 hours for them to get it passed, but they passed it 135-12. The big news, really, however, is that they did not fund the voucher system.
No.
Which is surprising to a lot of people.
Me included.
Yeah, exactly, because this is something that Dan Patrick, who's pretty powerful, chairman of the Senate Education Committee, he wanted that to happen. Governor Rick Perry, I don't know if you've heard of him or not, he wanted that to happen. And the Texas House says no. Now, of course, they have to get the budget worked out. Now they'll go in and And they'll have a committee of both the House and the Senate, and they'll work the conference committee, and they'll work out the final bill. But the fact that that's the way the House feels about it is pretty interesting because, again, a fairly conservative body and not wanting to allow a, as they call it, choice system rather than a voucher system.
That could be something that they'd insert, though, with an amendment within that process,
yes? Could well happen. But at least right now, that's where they stand. Almost all Democrats, all the people who voted against it were Democrats, and one Republican did. And the Texas Senate yesterday approved the use of cell phones to prove insurance coverage. Texas drivers will be allowed to use their wireless device to show their proof of insurance.
Yeah, the Lizard Company has an app.
They do, absolutely. Six other states already enable drivers to do that. About 21 others are looking at it. So it's going to happen. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But Texas kind of on the leading edge when it comes
to
that.
It'd be very nice to do that because you got that more often than when you forget to put the stupid piece of paper in your car.
Really, though, don't the police, when they key your tag, not key your tag, yeah, when they put your tags in the system, don't they know kind of instantaneously whether or
they
not
do.
You have
they
insurance?
Can,
so why do we need paper at all?
Well, that's why
they don't know if you're insured. They know if you have your registration is current.
Right. Ah. You can do that. And again, I think they can tie it all together eventually. They'll walk up with a little thing and they'll take a shot of your registration sticker on your car and see if everything
matches. How long
till
that's
up.
A UPC code?
Yep, it'll be there.
Do you have a caring spirit and enjoy helping others? Comfort Keepers is now hiring full and part-time caregivers.
From companionship to helping around the house, meal preparation to personal care, you can work one-on-one with individuals who are in need of support. Whether full-time, part-time, or live-in, caregiver positions meet the needs of our clients and our caregivers. Do you think you'd like to be a Comfort Keeper? Download an application at seniorcarecollegestation.com or call our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 6th, it's Garden Pest Management. Many products, many options, and timing is important. Come learn about them all at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
What kind of a message does your home's entry extend to your visitors? Hopefully it's a cheerful welcome. Too often, however, our entries are less than exciting. The truth is they deserve our extra attention and planning. They're our best chance to make a good first impression on all who pass by or stop for a visit. Your entry is the highlight of your landscape. We'll talk about it right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch, heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Landscape architects refer to the front garden as being a visual funnel where attention is drawn toward the neck of the landscape, the neck of the funnel. Not too surprisingly, that neck is the main entry to your home. In almost all cases, it's plainly visible to the front. You really need to step back and take an objective look at how well your landscape reflects that visual funnel theory. It really does work. Look around town at other successful plantings and you'll see it in place almost every time. It all starts with our using taller plants off to the sides. Tall trees, tree-form shrubs, and tall, bold shrubs are planted near the corners of the house. Additional plantings are tapered down toward the front door. Don't be afraid, however, to punctuate your landscape at the entry with a small accent tree or other dramatic interruption of the tapered plantings. Treeform yaupon hollies and crepe myrtles are two of the most common choices, but there are many others just as well suited. Place this accent carefully so it's in keeping with the rest of your plantings. Be sure it doesn't break the line of sight to and from the front door. In fact, you may even want to flare your planting bed out to give the accent plant ample room so it doesn't crowd the walk or the house. Most of these small trees should probably be planted no closer than 10 feet from a building. No single part of the entryway landscape is any more visible than the front walk. Leave no stone or concrete walk unturned as you rethink your entry. Tearing out one sidewalk and replacing it with another isn't all that difficult or expensive. We're blessed with some fabulous options in today's landscaping market. Interlocking concrete pavers are easy to place. In fact, in many cases, they can actually go down right over the existing walk. In most cases, it's a job that even a home gardener can accomplish, but there are also talented landscape contractors who can do you a picture-perfect job. Other choices include exposed aggregate concrete, flagstones, patterned concrete, even wooden decking if you're on a sloping area. Your main considerations in using and choosing a new walk, it needs to be attractive, smooth, and safe, and it needs to be within your budget. Straight lines may be the shortest distance between two points, but a gentle curve can look a lot more natural. Add the final zip to your design with an entryway container garden and maybe landscape lighting. Your entryway can be a real joy for those who come to see you. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Fighting Texas Aggie football holding an open scrimmage tonight at Kyle Field. It's called Friday Night Lights. Gets underway at 8 and admission is free. Here's Coach Sumlin on his expectations.
I am hoping for a great atmosphere. You know, last year was a little chilly. First time we unveiled it, I think people didn't know what it was. It's a different situation in the spring game because it's not a game. It's you know, we're practicing. So, you know, recruits are down on the field and it's a little bit of an atmosphere deal.
If you plan on going, gates 5 and 9 will be open for fans to enter the stadium and file into the west side. That's the press box side of Kyle Field. Parking lots for the event are the surface lots surrounding Kyle Field. Patrons should avoid the University Center parking garage due to the Opus event and lots surrounding Olsen Field because of baseball. Aggie baseball, speaking of which, hosting Auburn Tigers tonight to continue an 8-game homestand. The Maroon and White have played well at Olsen this year, sporting a 15-3 record, and enter the homestand with a 10-game home winning streak. Aggies are returning to league play where they're 5-3. First pitch tonight, 6:35. They'll go at 2:05 tomorrow and 1:05, and that game is on Sunday. All the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And since we're talking Auburn, unfortunately, this is the bad news. Auburn is back in the news today. A six-month investigation by ESPN, the magazine, and E60 into the spread of synthetic marijuana use at Auburn reveals that dozens of students on the football team, including its star running back Michael Dyer, failed a test for the designer drug. As many as a dozen other seniors who use synthetic marijuana were never caught. The drug, which is called Spice, has been linked to paranoid delusions, hallucinations, and in rare cases, even death. In one extreme case, a freshman tight end named Dakota Mosley failed 7 consecutive weekly tests for the drug, but was never punished. Now, here's Selena Roberts from the Dan Patrick Show yesterday. She was the reporter that actually broke the story.
Auburn's going to have to look inside of itself and say, you know, what is football worth to us? Is it worth losing our credibility as an educational institution?
Moving on now to hoops, Pierre Jackson scored his 4th straight double-double last night, and the Baylor Bears defeated Iowa 74-54 to win their first National Invitational Tournament title. Jackson finished with 17 points and 10 assists. In the NBA,
Kevin swivels right away, he goes, takes it up high, throws it down hard, a Statue of Liberty, proud, heart-thumping dunk by Durant.
That was really all Oklahoma City would need. A loss to rival Oklahoma cost the Spurs control of the race for home court advantage in the Western Conference playoffs. However, that's hardly the chief concern for San Antonio, who is also battling a lot of injuries with the regular season winding down. Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant combined for 52 last night. The Thunder beat the Spurs 100-88. Andrea Ginla's layup with 2.8 seconds left gave the Denver Nuggets a 95-94 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. And in a better late than never story, Guy Lewis, the head coach for Houston's Phi Slamma-Jamma teams dating back to the 80s, was informed yesterday that he would be inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. His wife, Dina, told the Associated Press that yesterday. The official announcement will come at the Final Four on Monday. The 91-year-old Lewis won 592 games in his 30-year career in Houston. And finally this morning, Matt Betancourt and Peter Tomasello shot 5-under-67s to earn a surprising lead, surprising because, well, almost nobody's ever heard of them, after the first round of the Texas Open. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Atkinson Toyota, Cavenders, and Coors are proud to present the 42nd Annual Bryan Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo, April 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Brazos County Expo. It's rodeo at its best with the PRCA Cowgirls and Cowboys and Sammy Catalina's Rodeo Company. Rodeo clowns, trick riding, bull riding, and the Catalina Cowgirls. Petting zoos, pony rides, calf scramble, and mutton busting. And Thursday night is college night with student ID. Get your tickets at Cavenders, Producers Co-op, Catalina Hatters, Texas Rose Boutique, Atkinson Toyota, or the...